بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The hadith that we discussed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that as much as the life of a Muslim is sacred and one is not allowed to take the life of another Muslim, and as much as the property and the wealth of another Muslim is sacred and you're not allowed to devour and take away the property and the wealth of another Muslim, the same prohibition applies to the honor, the dignity and the reputation of a Muslim. So you will not attack the dignity of another Muslim. On the same topic, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, sometimes, and this is common, you're part of a WhatsApp group and there are comments made about somebody else, backbiting, whether it is true or not, whether it is true, whether it is false, but something is said about another person, or you are with a group of friends and they are discussing a third person in his absence. What is your responsibility? That is your Muslim brother, you know the person, even if you don't have a relationship with that person, but what is your responsibility in such a situation? What do you do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, now again, it's a matter of irf, it's a matter of his reputation, it's a matter of his dignity, it's a matter of his honor. People are speaking about him in this bad way. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man radda an irdi akhihi fil ghayb. If you will defend the honor of your Muslim brother in his absence, so that's your duty, your responsibility. You tell them, brothers, you're not allowed to speak in this way about that person. What you are doing is wrong. To speak about that person, you are mutilating his dignity. And in his absence, you are speaking about his honor and his integrity and his reputation is at stake. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that's your duty. You must defend him. And you must defend his honor and defend his reputation and his integrity in his absence. When you do that, Raddallahu an wajhihi an-nar yawm al-qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn your face away from the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. That's how Allah will reward you. You safeguarded his dignity and his honor in the dunya, Allah ta'ala will preserve your honor and dignity in akhirah, by allowing you not to even look and witness and see the fire of Jahannam. May Allah ta'ala grant us understanding.